This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cameron Smith joins us on a Monday morning. Cameron, were you a footy card collector back in the day? Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I used to get, Brandy might remember this, although he was probably playing at the time. I used to get the stickers from the packs of, and there was some Chewy in them, and you used to open stickers. Them up. And it was a book, right? You'd get a book, you get an annual book. And you had to collect them. Yeah, and you'd put the stickers inside the book. Yeah, and collect them all. So that was my...
Well, famously, Cameron, the sticker where Gary Jack, the year they had stickers, Gary Jack, there was a photo of him with the junk out the shorts. and it made it onto a sticker. That was one of the stickers. Yeah. That was a sticker here, Gary Jack.
I don't remember getting that one. No.
No, collectors only. But do you have footy cards of your own? Because you would have... you know, your kids, like, did they collect? Like, Dad, I got a Cameron Smith card or not? No, or that, they swapped that? They traded
no,
that one?
No, not
for
really.
Billy Slater.
Not really. They got the NRL trading cards. I think they've actually got a whole folder of them each, I believe. They'll be collectors. They enjoyed when they got Dad coming out of a packet. So all sitting at home in a cupboard now. Now that I'm finished, they don't care.
Flicks. Did kids these days still play flicks with cards? Probably not, because they come at a premium, the price. But back in the day, you used to play flicks at school, and you'd dump off your junk cards there and try and pick up, you know, like a Brandy Alexander. You know, you'd throw out a Stu Galbraith or something like that. the players you didn't want, and you'd try and pick up a good one, a game of flicks.
Yes.
The world was so much more simple back then.
Yeah, let's talk a bit of footy. I don't think, and we've spoken briefly about it, but I don't think there's a side in the competition. We've got Mitch Moses out for the Parramatta Eels. We've had Nathan Cleary out for the Panthers. I don't think there's a side in the competition like Newcastle where if one player is missing, they're in a lot of trouble. And they, even in the form that Kalyn Ponga has been in before yesterday, he's been in great form. They're still losing football games. So without him at all, and that's looking likely for, I don't know how serious this foot injury is, but it's a ligament. And we know, you know, they can be 2, 3, 4 months on the sidelines. They're in a lot of trouble, the Knights, without Kalyn Ponga.
Yeah. Well, he's been, everyone's aware of the form that he was in last year or the way that he finished the year, particularly those final 11 rounds, that it resulted in a Dally M medal, right? The performances that he put in. And he's carried on really in similar fashion in these early rounds. I've seen it in the preseason games that they played, particularly the one where they played the Storm in Fiji. Now, they were never in the match, but the most dangerous player in a Knights jersey was Kalyn Ponga. Like he was a handful for the Melbourne Storm, and he's been that way in the opening 7 weeks for Newcastle as well. Like last week, take away the injury on the weekend against the Bulldogs, but the week before against the Roosters, started like a house on fire. It looked like Newcastle were going to put 40 on the Dogs. Then he picks up that hip pointer injury and he doesn't come good. Like that was in the 20th minute, something like that, right? And he doesn't come good until like the last 15 minutes of the match. And Newcastle were gone, Brandy. They were gone. Yeah. And then when he come good, he nearly won it for them. So it's incredible, you know, the impact that Kalyn Ponga has on this footy side now, whether he's that far ahead of everyone else at the moment and that's why he's having that impact on that footy side, I'm not too sure. But I look across their football side and they've got some capable players. playing another position. So I think it's time that everyone else in that footy team, they need to step up and stop relying on Kalen to produce something, because I think that's what it looks like. When they get in a situation where things aren't happening for them, or, you know, the opposition might be a try or two up, everyone just looks over to Kalen and says, well, come on, mate, do something for us. It's just, yeah, you know, like,
exactly,
it's
right.
They're going to have to change their attitude.
Can't change
your
halves every 2 weeks, can you? That's what's happening at the moment. So between the three players, Cogger, Gamble, Hastings, it's a different combo every 2 weeks out of the three players. And again, yesterday, Gamble comes back yesterday. Cogger ends up playing New South Wales Cup. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, well, it's hard. It's not just the combination between the halves, Vossie. Like, it's hard to build a relationship, you know, with the middle forwards. And then also, more importantly, your edge players, particularly your back rowers. They're the ones that work most closely with those halves. You know, you get all your timing and those combinations, as I said, between the back rower and your seven and six. So they're the ones, you know, all that timing between those two players, more than anyone else, they're the ones that create opportunities for those outside men, like for your fullbacks, for your centres, for your wingers, that provide space on the outside to score points. So, yeah, it's a bit hard when you're chopping and changing all the time. Overall, though, aside of that, I think Newcastle, they don't look like they have that same sort of mindset or attitude that they took into those 10 matches at the end of the year. It looks like they're trying to be the Knights of 2023. Well, it's a new year. Just forget about that. Like, you finished the season really strong. Just attack this year like it's a new opportunity.
Yeah, slipping away, bottom four at the moment. What about the tunnel incident? It's not the biggest incident we have, but you're obliged to talk about it because you don't see it. It's happened. Cameron, what should be done here? What action needs to be taken? Is it, as Brandy says, the Newcastle officials who didn't get Jack Etherington? That's the first letdown of the whole process. They didn't get Jack into the dressing room. Like, what did they think was going to happen? It was a thoroughly unprofessional exhibition by the way things were handled.
I think that's the best way to describe it. When I seen the vision, it was so bizarre. I didn't know what was happening. What was Hetherington doing? Was he pretending to be a boxer or something, or was he trying to fight? Was he mucking around? Have we heard?
It's all a bit weird. No, we've heard. There's been no explanation from Newcastle or from Jack. So I don't know. But in the end, there wasn't much to it. But there could have been. Like, if Reid Marnie gets pushed, what happens if he backhands Jack Hetherington? Yep. Then it's on.
Would you want this happening in park footy? Would you want this happening in a kids' game? You know, of course you would. This is the NRL.
Well, that was the result. Look at the result with the Battle of Brookie boys, with my team and Manly when Adam Blair and Glenn Stewart were put in the bin, right? And I think if the referees would have had their time again, they would have allowed sufficient time for the first player to leave the field. Before they put the other person in the bin. But I know, different situation, but that's, I'm just saying, that's where that could have escalated to.
Cameron, me and Vossie were sitting. Vossie and I were sitting there watching the game. We were getting ready to call the Cronulla game, Cronulla Cowboys, and we were.
Yeah.
We had the monitors going and we were watching, and we both said, now, so if we're both thinking it, I don't know why the Newcastle officials weren't. We said, Jack's likely to be waiting for Reid Marnie in the tunnel. We actually said that. We both said it. Before it happened. We didn't even know it had happened, because we only learnt of this a little bit later on, and we went,
yeah.
What? And when you saw the vision, I'm thinking, why isn't a Newcastle official going, Jack, get in the dressing room?
Yeah.
Get in the dressing room, mate. You can't be standing there waiting. They knew that. Anyway,
even if it was just a verbally spray Marnie as he comes off. You've got to get your player into the room.
Yeah,
you know, you had to see that. Now, Cameron, here's an interesting one on the text. Cameron Smith on Monday, firing your questions. Jimmy has come up with a beauty, and I'm on board with Jimmy. He says, Cameron, do rugby league teams devote any of their training time to the rules of rugby league? Do you ever sit down at any point in your entire career, Cameron, where you have like a rules session, or do they just occasionally come up? The reason Jimmy raises it in this round, it became even more apparent. How many players don't know some of the basic rules? Started last Thursday night when Melbourne totally barbecued their captain's call after 3 minutes. Oh. Don't they know a player has to play at the ball to get another 6 seconds or scrum feet?
That was
the Warriors,
a shocker.
What about Roger Tuivasa-Sheck? Like on the dropout from Sean Johnson? Like
touching the ball.
You know? Touch a ball.
Well, yeah, well, boys, he's just come from rugby, though.
Yeah, good point.
It doesn't have to go 10.
But did you have rule sessions, Cameron? Did Craig say, right, today, what? Boys, we're going to spend an hour on the rules?
No.
Anytime?
No. No. No, we didn't.
That should happen. You know where they need it? You know where they need to know the rule? And they obviously don't. And the dead ball line from kickoffs.
Yeah.
So, and it happened over the weekend.
You don't need to catch it.
Someone caught a ball and went dead. But they went backwards. Like, isn't there don't the coaches say, you know what? Catchers, stand on the dead ball line, stand right inside the dead ball line and move forward. Then you know where the line is. Don't be going backwards from midway in the in-goal area, not knowing where the dead ball line is and trying to keep your eye on the ball. Stand on the dead ball line and come forward. And then, like, it's... I don't know if anyone explains it to the players because it happens over and over and over again.
You know what? I think in this day and age, like, I don't think these young guys coming through, I don't think they're taught at a junior level, Brandy. Like you and I, like when did you learn that? When did you hear a coach talk about kickoff setups and standing on the dead ball line, like getting your props and your halves to stand on the dead ball line? It's easy to come forward at the ball and go backwards. Did you learn that in your junior footy days?
I probably did.
Yeah. I know I did. Yeah. And I just think that all the...
You take for
the
granted coaches, that everyone else does, but they don't, Cameron.
Yeah,
they don't know the rules.
No. And I laughed at that Thursday one when the Storm challenged the touch on the kick. I was calling that game.
Well, I think I said through the call, do these blokes know the rules? I'm sure I said that.
But we've confirmed, someone's let down in the system here. We're confirming that there is just an assumption the players know the rules. So you're telling me coaching staff don't actually say, boys, we're just going to tick off on rules today. Just a few things. They've changed your interpretation of this. Bang, show some examples. Yeah. No, you go. You got to find it yourself on the NRL website.
Well, I think if there's any new rules introduced. So for example, over the last few years,
the new interpretations.
The set restart
disruptor.
Rules,
kick disruptor,
disruptor, all this sort of stuff. I know with Melbourne, we'd sit down and go, hey, boys, look, okay, over the off-season, there's been some variations to the game, to the rules, interpretations, whatever. Mm. And we'd show some examples. The NRL actually travel around to the clubs too with a representative and show examples and what will be tolerated, what won't be. But as far as...
But that's
as far
the update
as,
to the current rule. Yes.
Just a refresher course on the rules.
As far as the basics of our game where you can't touch a ball from a kick if it hasn't travelled 10 metres, if you can't catch a ball in the in-goal, then go backwards over the dead ball line, that type of stuff, I think that shouldn't... Well, in my opinion, that should be a given, shouldn't it? If you've made it to the level of playing NRL, should you not know that?
No, it's obviously not.
It shouldn't be a given.
Come on, boys.
I think we've stumbled across something. And Vossi, if you're looking for anything else to do, apart from shooting the fan,
there's a little side
games,
hustle.
Side hustle. You can go around to the club
talking
and say,
rules.
Boys, we're going to sit down and talk about rules.
Well, off the back of your little fan segment, you can then have a seminar, Vossi.
There's a tie in there somewhere.
Good morning, boys. My name's Andrew Voss. I'd like to present to you the rules of the game, starting with rule one, section A. Please refer to page 23 of your books today, boys. That'd be very interesting.
Yeah.
Go down. Wow.
You'd lose them quickly. You'd lose them quickly.
Very quickly. This question for you, Cameron. Morning, boys. What if Hetherington was doing it to a different player, another forward, for example, a big guy? There would have definitely been punches thrown. That's probably a perception. People would think that was the
possibly.
Case. That's why we probably do have to take action today. You know, I really do, for what could have happened rather than what did actually happen. Is that fair punishment that you do that or not?
Yeah, but what's he going to be charged with? Like, just...
Contrary conduct.
Yeah, contrary conduct, maybe. And look, I don't, like, he doesn't, for mine, like, he doesn't deserve to miss games. Maybe a fine at most, right? A fine at most.
Agree.
Maybe even just a letter of concern. You know, the NRL send out letters of concern. And just a reminder.
Just a letter.
Letter of concern. They send letters and little reminders to say, hey, guys, like, this isn't good enough. Be aware of this. Don't let it happen again, because if it does, then we will be taking action. So it's just, I'll tell you what it is. It's silly. It's silly behaviour. You've already been 100%. Sent to the sin bin. Like, get into the sheds, do your time and get back on the field.
All right.
Pedro says, if we're talking bin issue, go on. You throw something.
I was going to say, after the break, Cameron will answer Parramatta's problems. He's going to sum up Parramatta's problems and how to fix them in 1 minute. You want to stick around for that.
He's got 60 seconds
to solve Parramatta's problems.
Gary's thought deeply about solving Parramatta's problems, but came up with the winger carrying it in the other arm and Darryl Halligan coming.
Halligan needs to help and get an AFL coach to catch bombs.
Okay, yes. After the break, Cameron Smith on Parramatta. This is a very good text. Part of the problem out of in learning the rules is that most people learn them by watching games. So you'll find less than 50% of kids at junior level will be able to sit through a full game as they're busy doing other things, social media, phones. NRL players obviously don't watch much footy either. That is a very good point.
Yeah,
good point. You learn by watching. I'm thinking, has anyone ever watched a drama in the in-goal area off a kickoff where a player is midway through the in-goal area and the kick goes a little bit big? Oh, maybe I should start on the dead ball line and come forward. Do they watch it? Anyway. We've had Gary of Newtown on. He's given us some areas that the Eels need to work on to solve their problems. Cameron Smith.
Yes.
Parramatta Eels.
60 seconds starts now, Cameron. 60 seconds starts now. How do you fix their problems? What's wrong with Parramatta?
Oh, jeez. I'm just going to go the most simple way, boys. It's all about their attitude. If you concede 44 points in a match, clearly your mind wasn't where it needed to be on that particular
40
match.
Points now, in the second half.
Yeah, well, now...
In a half.
Now, what was it? Was it because you went to Darwin? So you thought, wow, this is a bit of a holiday for us. We're playing sort of outside of our norm. So the minds are a little bit more relaxed. Was it because we're playing against Dolphins and there's no Hammer, there's no Felice Kaufusi, there's no Flegler, there's no Herbie Farnworth, and they thought, well, you know, this is a team that only joined last year. We got a better footy side. We're just going to turn up and it'll happen for us. It's all attitude, boys. That's all it is. Now, take away the fact that there's no Mitch Moses. They haven't had him for a few weeks now. They won last week. They beat the North Queensland Cowboys. So it was purely an attitude thing on the weekend where they didn't want to roll up the sleeves and match it with the Dolphins. Because if you look at the Dolphins, right? Okay, sure. On paper, they haven't got the strongest lineup. They got some wonderful players in their team, but they haven't got the strongest lineup in the competition. But I tell you what they do. When they get it right, they compete, and they're always in the game. Even if they don't play at their best, they're always competing and having a go. So, you know, that I think there's a few teams in the competition that we expect to be a lot higher on the ladder. Yeah. They could really take a bit of a lesson from the way that the Dolphins approach every game that they play.
Okay, extension though of Parramatta, are you writing them off? Well, put it this way. At the start of the year, Brandy and I didn't have them in our top eights to begin with. But right now, are you saying they're not going to make the top eight?
Well, no, I'm not going to say that because at this point in time, they're one win out of the top eight. So I can't say that they're gone. And, yeah, we're only in
there
round
is time.
Seven. Yeah, we're only in round seven, boys. So I think, you know, for a lot of these sides down the bottom, well, there's probably a couple that you think, well, you're absolutely no chance. But with a lineup like Parramatta, you'd expect that, you know, Mitch Moses is going to be back, what, in the next 3 to 4 weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
If they can get a couple of wins, let's say they get 2 wins out of the next 3, although it's going to be difficult. I think they got Manly this week. So, but you know, it can be done. I'm not writing Parramatta off just yet, boys.
They've still got enough good players to respond,
mate,
after last week. Nelly Korda is through 17 holes with a 2-shot lead. Jeremy, thank you. So Nelly Korda on her way almost to 5 tournaments in a row. And I think this is this is a major for the girls. I'm pretty sure this might be their first major of the year. So she's had an amazing 5 weeks.
Cameron, John from Harrington Park points out on the text that Burgess brother got 2 weeks for throwing a water bottle from the bench that didn't hit the intended target. So Hetherington should miss at least a week for stupidity. So, you know, rather than that letter, an actual suspension there. And this one, Marnie is full of bravery on the field when he has backup and knows nothing will happen except jumper tug. I think he crapped himself when he saw Jack standing there from the Wollongong ground.
Well, you probably would, for good reason.
Yeah, possibly, I reckon.
He did get you sin bin, Cameron. We don't have to revisit the story, but you were sin bin twice in your career, and once you fell for Reed Marnie.
Yes.
Hook, line, and sinker.
He got me a beauty. That was in a semi-final, wasn't it, Amy Park?
Yeah. Hey, Cameron, just quickly, last bit for the segment today. We've got a huge Anzac Day Thursday with 3 matches, Warriors, Titans, Dragons, Roosters, Storm, South. Let's lock in tips for all 3 games. Warriors, Titans, who are you tipping?
Oh, I'm going to go Warriors, boys.
Yeah, big day, Anzac Day in Auckland. Mm-hmm. Dragons, Roosters is the pick of them as far as trying to separate. Are you on the Dragons bus?
Oh, geez. They were super impressive on the weekend. I think the Roosters will turn that tight loss around against the Storm. I think they might win it.
And the Storm play the Rabbitohs down there in Melbourne. Bunny's been out of the news. They've loved the bye. they've got a bad record down there against the Storm.
Yeah, they haven't won in Melbourne, I don't think, the Rabbitohs, have they? Ever,
no,
Vossie?
I don't think so. Never.
They have not won a single game of football down there, and I don't think they're going to win one this week. Oh, I think it's
now
Melbourne.
Lost to Tola. To Tola for months out with surgery to come on the foot. Tyrone Munro's comeback lasted a game, refractured his collarbone. All the rest. Cameron, have a great week. Captain's run on Wednesday. The Reptile says, can you stop Denon Kemp using the expression popcorn in the captain's run? So there you go. Can you just put that as your things to do this week?
Yes. Yeah. I know exactly what the Reptile's talking about. I'll mention that to Kempy.
Popcorn
good
quota.
Camp.
See you next Monday, boys.